may be seated. If you would take your bulletins there, you'll find our call to worship for this evening. I'll read the lighter lines, and then we'll read together the confession of the church that spans ages. From the third century, the belief of the Christian church. Joy to the world! The Lord is come! Let earth receive our King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing. This Christmas Eve, we light this white candle as a visible sign that Jesus Christ is at the center of our lives and at the heart of this church. And we confess together, we believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of gods, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And He shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end.
To prepare ourselves for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To hear again the wondrous message of the angels, in heart and mind, to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass. And with the shepherds and the wise men of every age, to adore the child whose birth we celebrate this night. Therefore, let us read and mark in Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God, from the first days of our disobedience unto the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. God declared in the Garden of Eden, we'll pray first. Father, we rejoice this night that as we come into your presence, that we come with joy in our hearts and praise upon our lips. We thank you for your work in us by your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the privilege of celebrating the birth of our Savior Christ. And as we've come from far and near, as we've gathered with family and friends to celebrate this season, we celebrate most of all our Lord and Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen. God declared in the Garden of Eden that the seed of the woman should bruise the serpent's head. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I have heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave me to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." The word of the Lord.
God promises to faithful Abraham that in his seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me." The word of the Lord. Let's stand now and rejoice that Christ, the Emmanuel, has come. We'll sing the first three verses of carol number 194, O Come, Emmanuel.
May be seated. Christ's birth and kingdom are foretold by the prophet. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be as deep as Sheol, as high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
The prophet foretells the glory of Bethlehem. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's all stand and open our hymn books to carol number 208 as we rejoice singing, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
The angel Gabriel visits the Virgin Mary. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How will this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
the evangelists tell of the birth of Jesus. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. But Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, so he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The word of the Lord.
Go to sleep, my son, this manger for your bed. You have a long road before you, rest your little head. Can you feel the weight of your glory? Do you understand the price? For does the Father guard your heart for now, so you can sleep tonight? Go to sleep, my son. Go and chase your dreams. This world can wait for one more moment. Go and sleep in peace. I believe the glory of heaven is lying in my arms tonight. Lord, I ask that he, for just this moment, simply be my child. Sleep, my son. Baby, close your eyes. Soon enough, you'll save the world, but for now, dear child of mine. Oh, my Jesus, sleep tight.
Again, if you would, take your hymnals. We'll stand as we sing carol number 211, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
Shepherds go to the manger. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. The word of the Lord.
The wise men are led by the star to Jesus. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard from the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This evening, as our ushers come forward, we, as an act of worship, will take up an offering. This year, our Christmas offering, as normal for us, goes to the PCA's Ministerial Relief Fund. And in this particular year, it is slated to go to those ministers who are out of work. It is a tough year for many. But the opportunity to worship our Lord, who has given us all in Christ, blessed us abundantly, it is an act of thanksgiving and a joy to give. So I would encourage you, if you are able, to give generously to those who have served and labored for God's people. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we have cause to rejoice this night. For while we were yet sinners, you gave to us your Son. Father, you have blessed us abundantly. You have given us all in Christ. And so, Lord, we would gather this night with thanksgiving in our heart, with joy, and we would seek, Lord, now to worship you through the giving of these gifts. Lord, we pray that you will be blessed by what is given, and that you will in turn bless it and use it for the glory and honor of the babe that was born. For it's in Jesus' name that we give. Amen.
Amen. St. John unfolds the mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The journey through Advent culminates in Christmas Eve as we've lit the Christ candle at the beginning of the service, so we're reminded that the closer the Savior comes, the more light is given We've seen that as we've read through the scripture. The mysterious statement of the coming deliverer made to Adam and Eve in the garden, as it develops over the centuries, finds its fullness in the coming of our Savior Christ. As God began his creation by saying, "Let there be light," so the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness, which often does not comprehend the light, needs the light of the world. The light that shines in our Savior is the very light that he has said has been given to us, that we too might shine in the world. I want to symbolize that as we close this evening. You should have received a candle as you came in. In a moment, we're going to turn out the lights. John and I will light our candles up here in the front and then proceed down, lighting the end row of the rows here in the middle aisle. Then ask that you'd turn and light the candle of the one next to you. If your candle is lit, hold it straight up. And those of you who are lighting your candles, you can put yours into the flame. That brings less drips of wax down on the floor and on you. But as the lights continue to grow, we're reminded that the light of Christ in us is spread throughout the world. He has chosen us to be the ones to let our lights shine before men, that they may see our good deeds and glorify our Father who is in heaven. As we do that, we're also going to sing Silent Night. It's number 210 in the hymn book. Remain seated as we sing, and then we'll stand together on the last stanza, rejoicing together in what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. So, Rich, lights, please. May I be the first to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Receive now God's blessing. Father, as we have rehearsed again the story of redemption, so remind us daily of the presence of Christ in the world and in us who believe. Strengthen us by the indwelling of your Spirit. Enliven us so that daily those who see us might see our Savior. And may the blessing of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit rest and abide on you always, now and forevermore.